That's the sounds of Morning Hog Happy Hour, 95.7 The Hog, and The Morning Hog. Brew Review, Josh and Amelia, S.R. Parad! Welcome back, friends. Good to see you again. Hey, you guys, check it out. Intern Steve's right over here. Did you see that?
Yeah, I tried to leave. Yeah. He locked the door.
Yeah, I know. You got close to that. He did. He actually, well, he's been told, lock the door at any time. So you just guys are trapped in here for a minute. But you brought drinks, so that's good. At least we have something to enjoy while we're in here. What is on the menu for this week?
We got some cool stuff this week. Some new stuff and some old stuff, but stuff needs to be revisited.
Okay. I don't mind. And Steve, this might be brand new for you. Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Okay. Well, we're just pouring water for him.
He got thirsty. They're like, yeah, you can get that part. Yeah.
We'll just tell you what they taste like.
Amelia, why are you holding that bottle upside down?
I'm holding it upside down because it looks like it's got some kind of settlement on the bottom.
Yes.
Sediment. What is this? What's up with this? What are we getting into, Josh?
So we have Bell's Oberon, but it's not regular Bell's Oberon.
Okay.
It's tropical Oberon.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was going to say, you're not going to open it upside down?
We'll see
a degree of difficulty here. So this is a new version of the Oberon?
Correct. So usually Oberon, for the rest of the country, is a seasonal beer.
Okay.
And we're lucky enough here in Florida where it is full time.
Okay.
We do really well with Oberon over here. And how can you beat tropical?
Yes. Yeah. I do love
that time of year.
I am on a very, and I know Steve, you are as well. We're the big hazy kicks. Just anything that's unfiltered and murky looking.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
So like Amelia was saying, sometimes you'll get sediment in the bottle. That's a good thing. Just kind of swirl your bottle around a little bit.
Oh, man.
Pour it in there. Drink it.
That almost
seems some good stuff.
That seems almost tangerine. I haven't looked at the list. What do we have in here?
Mm. So here, you said you're going to get some passion fruit, pink guava, and mango.
All right.
I'm about that.
Did you almost smash that bottle like you're christening it on a ship?
Yeah.
On the microphone.
Very close.
Yes. Like my microphone. I'm mistaking my microphone for a bottle.
By the way, this is the first drink.
Yeah. First one, dude.
Wait for round two.
I woke up feeling a type of way.
This is wow, this is really good.
Super, super juicy. I can't even see through it.
Yeah.
That's how
very cloudy
and juicy this beer is.
To 7 octane to it?
5.8%.
No problem.
Not bad at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what that means, Steve? Six at a time.
So
they come in four packs, actually.
Right.
Four packs.
Yep.
Oh,
it's always a little bit more special when you see a four pack for some reason.
It is.
Yeah.
It seems elite.
I was like, this looks expensive.
Are these, of course, we can go to srparot.com/beerfinder, but are these out now?
These are out now. They're extremely limited. Definitely check out the website, but your best bet, obviously, is going to be Total Wine, your ABCs, and local independents.
Oh, man. I'm going to savor that.
And they will be gone fast.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is not just a seasonal. This is limited seasonal.
Exactly.
I got you.
What does Oberon mean?
Steve.
Oberon.
Steve, go ahead.
I don't know.
No, I feel like
I thought you were
going
to make something up. Wow. No pressure,
tundra,
Steve.
Like there's a sunshine on here.
It means perspiration of the gods.
So while he looks that up. Yeah. So Bell's has done other variations of Oberon in the past.
Right.
Quite a few, actually. But they're typically kept at the brewery. Last year, they came out with Mango Oberon.
Okay.
It did well. So now we're trying Tropical Oberon.
That's really great.
Apparently, they're saying that they're not done it for this year for Oberon.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So while it's limited, there may be another surprise at your beer store.
Absolutely.
Soon-ish. Okay. All right. Where are we going next? That was a great start.
Next, hey, we are going to check out something brand new. It's a Cayman Jack variety pack. The new flavor first, the Paloma.
Cayman Jack variety pack.
Cayman Jack.
I was going
to. You know that rap? Let's do it. Freestyle, go.
Yeah.
I was going to go with. Come on, yeah.
Cayman Jack variety pack.
I was going to go with my Paloma.
Oh, that's better. It's better. That's better. All right. Good.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Ooh, it's got kind of a color. Yeah.
Cloudy water.
Completely clear.
Thank you.
One of the higher compliments you can pay a Cayman Jack.
So like Amelia was saying, it's a brand new variety pack for us, 12 pack, with four different flavors.
All right.
So we're getting a Paloma, a Margarita, Moscow Mule, and I believe Mojito.
So do these fall into the malt beverage?
That's exactly where they are.
Flavored malt beverage.
Yeah! Somebody give me the bell! Woo!
All right. That's delicious. Got a little too excited.
That's really good.
Oh, 5.8% Paloma. So it's made with grapefruit juice and agave nectar. I can taste that agave nectar.
Yeah, me too.
It kind of reminds me of tequila a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I know Cinco de Mayo wasn't that long ago, but I am having a full flashback right now. I want to. This is fantastic.
Did we ever find out what Cinco de Mayo meant?
No, I have no idea. Steve, Steve, you got anything on that?
I thought that was. I thought you said Oberon.
Oh yeah.
It's all right.
He's still looking.
Just keep Google. No,
it's Steve's first episode, so it's really it's an undue pressure that I'm putting on him right now.
Cinco de Mayo. It's on the calendar. This is incredible, man.
They're really, really good.
Wow.
If you like your cocktails and stuff on a little bit on the sweeter side, this is definitely going to be right up your alley.
Yeah.
I'm just checking out the alligator on here.
Oh, is there an alligator?
Oh, Cayman. Is that what a Cayman Jack is?
Oh.
Is
I don't
it
know.
A, is it a Steve?
Steve? No, it's
holy mackerel, man. Google.
We're
Google
putting you away.
You better start doing voice to text.
There's a lot of pressure on Steve. All right. Do we have one more on this side? What are we going next?
We're going to take a little trip over to Cuba, and we're gonna check out a Cuban mojito.
Okay.
So
the Cuban mojito.
I know. What?
I wonder what the difference in a normal mojito and a Cuban mojito is.
Anyone know?
I have no idea.
Steve?
What are you guys doing to me?
All right. No problem. So you gotta brush up on these seconds, my friend. It's all right.
So I'm not typically a huge mojito fan because I don't like mint in my drinks.
Oh.
Okay. We got you.
I want mint in my toothpaste, and that's
right.
I'm
with you on that. Right. Yep. But you need to freshen your breath and get crunk, go for it.
However,
that is
very refreshing.
Okay, now that doesn't have the. It smells more minty than it resides.
Ooh, yeah. Right.
Whoa.
Right?
What do you think?
Actually,
pretty mild, but still, you can still taste it. It's pretty good. This. Yeah.
I love mojitos. I love fresh mojitos, and actually, I love fresh mint.
Yeah.
And it's like almost tingling in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. <It's> I mean, we have the freshest breath in this whole building right now. We should just go breathe on everybody. You know, it's not a bad idea. I tell you what, let's take a break. We'll go breathe on coworkers. We'll see how things go, and maybe we'll be allowed to do the second segment.
Perfect.
All right. It's the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and Amelia from SR Perot and intern Steve answering questions here on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.